As he had done on his previous visit, the soldier scouted the area before approaching the Cummings' property. Good thing, too, because he spotted the big man sitting in his Dodge pickup on the side of the road, about 100 yards from the front of the house. He always had mixed feelings about his father, the colonel. Even before they had had their falling out over 9/11 and his enlisting, it was never easy to know how to feel about his father. Regardless, Lee Harvey couldn't deny that the man had been right to be wary of the Cummingses. The colonel had an uncanny ability to see trouble coming around the corner, when most people couldn't even see the corner. He supposed that was how his father had survived all this time, with so many enemies at his heels. He had texted the colonel to meet him in the woods behind the house. He watched the colonel come out the rear door and walk into the woods. The soldier watched and waited before approaching to make sure his father's midnight stroll hadn't attracted the attention of anyone in the house or other curious onlookers. No one followed. No lights went on in the house that hadn't been on before. There were no signs that anyone had noticed, so he circled around to where the colonel stood. "You were right, sir," the soldier said. "Stone has stumbled onto something." He showed up at the gas station and spent several minutes inside with the son. "He also has a tail on you. One of his deputies is parked about a football field down the road from this development."
"Stone is a problem," said Leon Vanderkamp. "He was at the shooting range earlier and knows that there was a connection between John W. and Cummings' son. Cummings Sr. came to me and reported that Stone pushed his boy pretty hard, but that the kid did not break."
"Yet," said the soldier. "The kid is weak and has a big mouth."
"Agreed."
"Would you like me to make a move on Stone, sir?"
"Possibly, but not just yet. There are intermediate steps to be taken first, if you catch my meaning."
"I do, sir."
"The father and the son will be at work together in several hours. I will see to things. As to the other matter we discussed, have you taken care of it?"
"I have. It is built and operational." Leon Vanderkamp stepped forward, reached out his hand, and stroked Lee Harvey's face.
"With John W. lost and James Earl lost to himself, you're all I've got left, son. You're a good boy. I am sorry for what happened between us."
"Yes, sir," was what Lee Harvey said before about-facing and disappearing into the woods.